Welcome to episode 208.
It's time for the RV Podcast. Traveling North America in an RV. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle, and sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of RV reporters.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 208 of the RV Podcast. And no matter what kind of an RV you have, whether it's a motorhome, a towable trailer, a tent, even if you are just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this show is for you, because here we talk about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering great places to camp, and using the right gear and technology to enhance our RV lifestyle. So welcome. We're honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. Well, this interview of the week that we're going to hear in just a little bit today has to do with kind of a touchy subject and an embarrassing one for me personally. We're going to talk about weight gain and unhealthy habits and examine the way the RV lifestyle can contribute to both. And for me, it's kind of a true confession time. And from this week forward, I am going to do something about it. And you'll hear about that as you meet Dr. Jason Olufsen, whose custom health centers have helped more than 10,000 people from all over the world lose weight and regain control over their eating habits. Specifically, he's going to address with us the RV lifestyle and why you too may need to pay attention to his insights. Plus, we have lots and lots of RV news and tips for you this week. We've got your questions and a great off-the-beaten-path report. But first, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hello, my dear.
Hello, Michael.
Well, first off, we want to celebrate a major milestone. Our RV Lifestyle YouTube channel now has over 50,000 subscribers. We had a contest on Sunday night on our Ask Us Anything YouTube show, the live show we do every Sunday night on YouTube. And I think it was your idea, wasn't it?
It was my idea. I thought to have somebody guess.
Yep.
If you could figure out how to monitor that.
Yeah, we did, because we can tell, you know, every time somebody subscribes what time. And so Jennifer suggested we should have viewers guess the time and the date that we hit that 50,000 mark. That's a big mark for any RV lifestyle, any kind of a channel on YouTube, but particularly our RV lifestyle channel. We've only been at this about a little over a year since we started to really concentrate on YouTube, and 50,000 subscribers. That's just awesome. Well, the winner was Teresa Abramson, and she predicted that we would hit that mark at 3 p.m. Monday, and she was the closest. It happened at 3:39 p.m. Monday, and so she will win two T-shirts from our RV store, our clothing store, the shoprvlifestyle.com store. So you can pick out two. We have some really cool new designs on that store, by the way. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. But anyway, 50,000 now. What are we going for next?
100,000.
That's it.
Yeah. This is so exciting. 50,000, that's a lot. And like you said, it happened relatively quickly over about the last year and a half or so. So we're very happy. And so you are going to do a true confession this week about losing weight.
I am.
Well, I'm delighted that you're going to hold yourself against the wall. And because you always need motivation. You need a group thing. You're not one to diet alone or, you know, bite the bullet alone, I guess. You need crowd support, accountability.
Yep.
You need that. Whatever works for anybody to get motivated. So I am excited. I'm very happy that you're going to do this.
Yep, I'm going to go on the program that we talk about a little bit in the podcast today, and then I will give weekly progress reports, be accountable to our audience on how I'm doing. Let's see, as we record, this is being released on Wednesday, the 5th of September. So the first official day, even though today is kind of like a loading day, they call it.
And I thought it was wonderful because we got to eat some pasta.
Yeah,
I got to order out tonight.
Yep.
Because I had what you will be eating for the rest of your life planned for dinner tonight.
The first 2 days are kind of loading days, and then you really go on the program. And really, it's not a difficult program. It's a pretty, I have been on every weight loss program in the world.
Every one of them.
And I've lost a lot of weight, but, you know, this time, I can't blame me in the choices I make. But the RV lifestyle is kind of a fun one, and we're on the road, and sometimes it's hard to make good choices when you're at one of those potlucks. Or
you try to order good food at a restaurant, and you don't know what they're going to cook it in, what kind of oils, butter it's going to come out swimming, and something, you know. And you try to eat right, and it's very, very hard.
Well, I should write a book myself on all this stuff. But this is a pretty sensible plan. I mean, real food, organic food, lots of fruits and vegetables.
Kind of paleo.
It's kind of paleo, kind of what they call ketogenic, healthy fats, lots of healthy fats, but no sugars and starches. And it's interesting because Dr. Jason, the guy we're going to interview, specializes in long distance clients. He had somebody just lose like 40 pounds in England, and they do consultations over two-way video and the internet and all that stuff using technology and video conferencing and stuff. So anyway, we will talk more about it in the interview of the week, especially the part that relates to the RV lifestyle. And then, as I said, I'm going to be very transparent about this. One of the things that, you know, I need to be motivated, and knowing that you are my audience going to hold me accountable to this, and that I have to give you an accounting every Sunday night before we start our ask or anything, I got to kind of show you what, I'll tell you how much I've lost and what the challenges were and anything we kind of learned. So I'm really excited because it's time.
I was going to say, how are you going to be able to do this on the road? But I know the you is really, how are we going to be able to do this on the road?
Yeah.
And I'm even looking forward to it because I'll be able to get some pounds off.
Now, you know, I looked a little bit at it today, and it's pretty, you know, you eat 3 proteins a day and lots of fruits and veggies and good fats. The hardest thing is no starches and no sugars.
Yeah.
No wine, no beer, no alcohol at all, at least for the 90 days that I'll be on the hardcore program. And then the rest of it is, you know, changing your life.
There is sugar in everything. It's hard to avoid sugar.
I'm worried that I'm boring everybody, but
sorry.
Here's the deal. 80%, as you'll hear in this interview, 80% of the American public is obese, is fat, is overweight, and many are darn right obese. And, you know, I don't know what the stats are for just the RV lifestyle, but I suspect all the sitting that many of us do as we drive contribute to it. We'll talk about all that, and you can listen to that coming up in a little bit.
We are coming to you this week from our Michigan Sticks and Bricks home, where we're catching up on some chores and appointments before we hit the road again this coming weekend for a very busy travel schedule. Essentially, we'll be crisscrossing North America from this weekend through just before Thanksgiving, chasing down RV lifestyle stories, attending road trekking gatherings, and making appearances at RV shows across the country.
Hey, speaking of those shows, let's share some locations and dates, and we'll put these in the show notes for this episode at roadtrekking.com/208. We will be attending America's largest RV show in Hershey, Pennsylvania, September 15th and 16th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. And then we go east to Elkhart, Indiana for the big RV open house there. That's not open to the public. It's for dealers and industry people, but we'll be there September 21st and 22nd and meeting and greeting people and learning, getting stories for you guys. And then we go from there out to the RVIA, that's the RV Industry Association's California RV show. That is a big show in Pomona, California. And we will be there the weekend of October 5th and 6th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. And all of those shows will be doing meet and greets from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. And we will be at the Erwin Heimer Road Trek displays there, and We'll also do some live reports on the RV Lifestyle YouTube channel and maybe some Facebook live reports too. And of course, we'll be touring the shows and working on special videos for you on what's new.
I can't wait to get out there. Meanwhile, it's been a very busy week for RV news. Here's the RV stories people need to know about.
News. Mike's got news. RV news. Travel news. Inside information and trends that shape the RV lifestyle. Here's the RV news of the week.
Well, if I had a dollar for every time I have been asked the question, is Road Trek for sale? If I've been getting a buck for every time I've been asked that in the past week, I would be able to seriously retire or buy some pretty good equipment for this podcast. All that conversation started from a story that broke a few days ago from Bloomberg, the financial service, that said that Thor Industries, you may not know who they are, but they're the maker of Airstream vans and trailers and a bunch of other brands, that Airstream was among several firms interested in buying the German motorhome maker Hymer, which is the parent company that owns Road Trek Motorhomes and the Irwin Hymer Group in North America. So the story claimed that Hymer's family owners have received offers from four different companies, and that they would probably make a decision about a sale in the next couple of weeks. It was also speculated that if an outright sale wasn't made, the privately owned firm was considering going public with an IPO on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange in Germany. I reached out to several of my contacts at Hymer and Road Trek, and all said that because private talks in Germany were underway, they were instructed not to discuss the matter in any way, shape, or form. In other words, no comment. And if you don't know about Hymer, they are in Europe what Winnebago is in the U.S. They're just this huge corporation. When people think RVs, they say, oh, they're in a Hymer. Just like, you know, people mistakenly think all RVs are Winnebagos. You hear that, say, well, it's the same thing. Hymer is just a huge corporation. Many brands throughout Europe, a reported value in excess of $2.2 billion. So the speculation here is if the U.S.-based Thor company was the one that, and it was sold and bought it, what will happen to the Road Trek brand? Thor already has a Class B RV camper van, the very popular Airstream Interstate. They just came out with the B+, the Airstream Atlas. The most likely scenario from other industry sources I talked to is that they would certainly probably continue the Road Trek brand because it's a very well-known and great reputation. And just as Thor has separate brands for other models they make, like Airstream, Starcraft, Keystone, Crossroads, Integra, big expensive Class A, a couple of other RV brands, they would likely keep the same brand. But who knows? That's the bottom line. I'll put a link to that original story that started this thing on Bloomberg, and you can find that in the show notes at roadtrekking.com/208.
An interesting story aired last week about the problem of theft in our national parks. Visitors are stealing cacti at Arizona's Saguaro National Park, petrified wood from Arizona's Petrified Forest National Park, American ginseng from the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and even wood from redwoods at California's Redwood National and State Parks. Among other things, the items are often sold on the black market for profit. But when things are taken, they can't be replaced, and it's hurting our national treasures. To read more about the problem and what is being done to fight it, check the show notes for this episode at roadtrekking.com/208.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. People stealing redwood, parts
sad.
Of redwoods and cacti. I mean, there's big bucks in that. I read a story, something about, hundreds and hundreds of dollars per foot of cacti, and it takes 200 years for a big tall cactus.
Oh, they grow. It takes forever for them to grow. I mean, you think about animals being poached.
Yeah.
In like Africa, but you don't think about people taking the things from our national parks.
Crazy, crazy. California is moving to ban smoking at many of its beaches and state parks, hoping that it will help reduce wildfires. Last year, California had a number of devastating wildfires, and this year, it's probably even worse. According to the story in the LA Times, Cal Fire responds to an average of 47 wildfires each year caused by people smoking. Efforts to ban public smoking at beaches and in parks have been tried before. This time, backers think conditions are different. Good luck, California. That's amazing. 47 wildfires caused by people smoking. You know, that's enough. Wow. All right, that's California.
Do you love fall camping? One of the best parts can be the breathtaking colors as leaves transform to brilliant golds, oranges, and reds. Georgia State Parks is offering a leaf watching site to help campers know the best colors at various locations. It even includes a map for the country. Colors start to change in September in Georgia, with the best viewing in late October or early November.
All right, one last story. Jennifer and I often say how camping and being out there in nature helps bring people together and often brings out the best in humanity. And that's why I have to share the next story. It's about a woman who was hiking at 14,000 feet in Colorado when she injured her leg and could no longer walk. Strangers band together to help her. Some active military even slung her 160-pound body over their shoulders. They took turns carrying her down the mountain, 2.5 miles down. She's going to be just fine. All right, this part of the program brought to you by Harvest Hosts, a unique membership service that allows members to stay free overnight in wineries, farms, and attractions across North America. And if you follow the link here on the show notes for this episode at roadtrekking.com/208, you can save, get some big savings on your membership at Harvest Hosts. I talk about Harvest Hosts all the time and how it's just a great way to find places that are unique and unusual and not crowded. You don't have to worry about camping in those tenements that many commercial campgrounds are. But I think the best way to tell you about Harvest Host is to give you kind of like a little personal testimonial that came in from our friend Patty Burkett, who used Harvest Host this past Labor Day weekend. And we'll just listen to Patty's story.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. Patty Burkett here. I thought I'd call in and tell you how grateful we were for the story on Harvest Hosts. We'd never joined it in the past. A lot of times when we've been traveling, it's been to areas where they're pretty far apart, and we've always felt like we might have to go out of our way to find one. But we came up to upstate New York last week for a music festival, and then we're kind of meandering our way around to get to the Algonquin road trek gathering. So we knew we had some time and also that there were a lot more of them up in this area. So we thought, well, this would be a good time to join and give it a try. Well, not only has it been good, it probably saved us from a bit of a disaster. So we left last week, and about Wednesday we checked into a commercial campground because we wanted some air conditioning. It was quite hot. And we were talking to somebody, and he said, oh, yeah, we've had a really hard time getting reservations for this weekend. Well, of course, this weekend was Labor Day weekend, and we had not even given it a thought. We'd never even given any thought to the fact that maybe we ought to have reservations somewhere. And as we started looking around and calling around, every campground was completely full. And we started to feel a little panicky, and we were right up near the Canadian border, so we thought, oh, well, we'll go up into Canada. That would be smart. Well, it turns out they celebrate Labor Day, too, and it's their big end-of-summer holiday weekend as well. So we were kind of in a little bit of a panic, and then we thought, how about Harvest Hosts? So we called two or three places and have got places on every night of the holiday weekend without any trouble, and each one that we've stayed at has been delightful. We've stayed at a cider mill, and tonight we're at a sugar shack and farm, and we're just it's worked out really well for us. So it's a good thing to keep in mind if you end up in a situation where you're having trouble finding a place as well. Thanks a lot.
All right, and so Patty explains why we are so high on Harvest Hosts. I mean, it's a great network of over 600 wineries, farms, and attractions across the U.S. and Canada that invite RVers to visit and stay overnight. Now, to do so, you got to be a member of Harvest Host. That costs $49 a year. It's well worth it. You're staying for free. They do not charge you to stay there then. They ask you to, you know, maybe buy a bottle of wine or some of the produce or something they sell, which you would do probably anyway. But 600 plus stunning locations free that you can stay at. Now, here's the deal. If you go to roadtrekking.com/harvesthosts, roadtrekking.com/harvesthosts, there's a link in the show notes that you can go to if you are driving and don't have a chance to write that down. You can take 10% off of that because you followed our special link. So you check it out. It's just a great program, and we can't speak highly enough of Harvest Hosts. Again, it's roadtrekking.com/harvesthosts.
Is it a gadget, a recipe, a tip? Whatever she has in store for us, it promises to make the RV lifestyle a little more fun or efficient. Here's Jennifer with her RV tip of the week.
When we went camping last month near Silver Lake Sand Dunes in northern Michigan, we stayed at a family-friendly campground with four of our eight grandchildren, our daughter Wendy and her husband Dan, and our son Jeff and his wife Amy. It was not the type of place we normally camp, but we stayed because of all the activities available for children. One morning, we were enjoying our coffee and cleaning up breakfast. One of the families camping next to us came over to our site and asked if we'd like some homemade donuts, as they had extra. The donuts were cooked over the campfire and smelled so delicious. Our granddaughters Jovi, Wawa, and Rachel each tried one, so I decided to try one too. And boy, was it ever good! It reminded me of a sugar cinnamon donut, like the kind apple orchards make fresh and sell during apple season back in Michigan. So I asked the mom how she made them, and it was so easy. She simply took a package of biscuit dough that you find in the refrigerator section of the grocery store and cut it in the shape of a donut. She heated about a third of a cup of oil over the campfire in a cast iron pan. When the oil was hot, she put the donut in, flipping them when they turned brown. Then she put the donuts on paper towels to absorb some of the grease once they were cooked. Then the donuts were placed in a brown paper bag with sugar and cinnamon, where she would shake them to coat the donuts, covering it with sugar, cinnamon, mixed thoroughly. They are the easiest thing to make, and boy, are they ever delicious. Though they will be off limits for Mike and his new healthy eating plan. So even though this isn't my normal kind of tip, I thought I'd share it in case you are looking for something fun and different to cook over a campfire with your children or grandchildren. You could make it even more memorable for the kids by letting them cut their own donut shapes and let them do their own shaking of the donut in the paper bag. I even found a copy of this campfire recipe on the internet, and I'll include it in the show notes for this episode, roadtrekking.com/208. And be sure to send me your tips and suggestions for the RV lifestyle. You can use the leave voicemail link at roadtrekking.com. Just click it and then use the built-in microphone on your computer or mobile device to record a message to me. You can do it over as many times as you want until you're satisfied. And then you just click a button and it comes right to my email inbox. I love hearing from you.
Jennifer's tip of the week is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes, an electric bike manufacturer offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes, and now with free shipping and a $75 discount to those who listen to the RV podcast. Jennifer and I have two of them. We each have the city bike model, but they look quite different. Mine is kind of the guy's bike with the crossbar that you swing your leg over. And Jennifer has the city bike model, but it's the step-through version. In other words, we used to call them girls' bikes. They don't have that center bar, so you don't have to swing your legs over. You just sort of step through, and now that's being used by everybody. So it's the step-through model, much simpler, particularly for some of you who maybe have some problems with your hips or getting your leg, lifting your leg up high. That step-through model is selling like crazy. Rad Power Bikes is a consumer direct brand. You get a premium electric bike, but you don't have to pay the huge markups caused by dealers and third-party retailers. Often they're priced at half that of comparable bikes on the market because that dealer-retailer chain is cut out. All their bike models have the most powerful motor and e-bike can have 750 watts of power. That's the most powerful one you can get and still be street legal, meaning you don't have to have a license. You can ride it anywhere. You can ride a bike. All their models can reach 20 miles per hour with zero pedaling, or you can use pedal assist you can partially pedal and then have pedal assist come in, different levels of that you can use. And you can go between 20 and 40 miles on a single charge. If you're going to be at the Hershey RV show, Rad Power Bike will have a display there. Come by, take a look at them, sit on them, give them a quick little test. But if you've done some shopping and you've been to radpowerbikes.com, check it out. Look on the show notes for this episode. You can see the bikes that Jennifer and I have. We have a little video up for them. Just go to the show notes. And when you do buy, besides free shipping, you get $75 off if you use the promo code Road Trekking. Use the promo code Road Trekking and you'll get $75 off. Again, their address, radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
Hey, Mike and Jennifer, love your podcast and your YouTube channel. I was wondering if you know about propane availability in Central and South America for fixed propane tanks on an RV. Let me know. Thanks.
Wow, that's going to be quite an adventure, isn't it?
Yeah, I think I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, going to Central and South America, that is really cool. Well, let's see. In Mexico, in the Yucatan at least, it's usually, I'm told it's very easy to get propane, you know, to get your tanks on the RV filled up. It can be a little bit differently. I did find some information about propane from a site called Truck Camper Magazine, and they indicate it can be a challenge that propane yards are located in every large town or city in South and Central America. But depending on the country, getting a large USA type propane tank filled may require a trip to some kind of a hardware store to purchase an adapter. That some of the countries have different adapters that you need. So what a lot of truck campers have done is they buy a 5-gallon propane tanks. They just use those because those tanks are easily adapted to the local standard. They're commonly available for exchange in every little village and those kind of work. So I think you'll be fine. What I'll do is on the show notes, I will put a list so you can see it to take a look at it. The bigger tanks can be kind of hard. If you have the 5-gallon ones, you're fine. It depends on what kind of an RV you have and, you know, how big it is. So check it out. That list will be in the show notes at roadtrekking.com/204. But what an adventure that would be. South and Central America. You can drive it, you know.
Where's going?
I don't know. I would love to hear where you're going and what kind of an RV you have. So thank you for checking in. And let's see, we got a call in regards to one of the Tuesday quick tips that we do. We did one last week about changing out the and checking and cleaning the filter on water pumps on RVs, and we had this call.
We just read your article on the water pump in your Road Trek. I have a 1999 XL Pleasureway that has some water pump problems. So I word searched it and came to your blog. So it gave me some information and I am going to work on it. I haven't got down under there to figure it out. I believe it's underneath the sink. So all is good. And again, thank you for a lovely and informative page on information that I needed. Bye now.
Well, I'm glad that helped. Lots of times you got low trickling water, or it's not coming out, or the pump's on all the time. It's because that filter is clogged, and we have put one of our Tuesday quick tip videos up on how to unclog it.
Haven't we learned all these things the hard way?
Yes, we have. We have. That's the way you learn everything.
Share.
It's a school of hard knocks. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Hey, our questions of the week. We love hearing you guys, by the way. And all you got to do is use that leave voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com website. And you can leave your questions right there. We love featuring your voice when you ask the questions. The questions of the week brought to you by Steinbring Motor Coach, a great Road Trek and Newmar Class A dealer up in Garfield, Minnesota. beautiful Chain of Lakes region up there. Great fall camping up there. So if you're thinking about a new RV or you wonder what the one you have is worth and you want to start really investigating that, head up to Garfield, Minnesota, or go to Steinbring Motor Coach on the internet. You got a link right there at the show notes for this episode. And talk to them. The Steinbring family, they've been in the transportation industry since 1917. So like 101 years that family's been in business, and they've been selling RVs for decades, and they have a great staff who know every in and out of RVs. They are a new dealer for Newmar Class A, those beautiful Newmar Class A motorhomes, and brand new Road Trek Class B motorhomes, as well as the Hymer motorhomes as well. They've got a big inventory of used RVs, Class A, Class B, Class C, gas hauler, gas rigs, diesel pushers, toy haulers. Steinbring Motor Coach, great people. Give Rich a call up there. Tell him what you're looking for. Have him tell you about the new Newmar 2019 technology in the Class A's, and tell him about the new technology that's in the Road Trek Class B's. Make sure you tell him you heard about it on the RV podcast. All right, it's time for that interview of the week. I have also a video version of this, and in the video version, you see my screensaver, right? You know what I have on my screensaver. It's that picture you took of me at Bryce National Park three years ago, wearing a green t-shirt.
I know. Those were the old days.
Well, it was just about 3 years ago. And I actually thought that's how I look. I know. You told me differently, but you know, that's my screensaver, and I don't look so bad. And then I saw a picture you took of me driving the other day, my big belly, and I got fat. And anyway, I show those pictures in the video version of this interview. You can get a link to it when you go to the show notes, roadtrekking.com/208. And I want to talk about weight gain and how the RV lifestyle can contribute to that. I mean, we're all ultimately responsible for what we put in our mouths and what we eat. But unhealthy eating habits are easy to pick up on the road. You know, there's always food, and there's always not necessarily good food that you got to choose from. So this interview for me is kind of a true confession time. And as you'll hear from this week forward, I am going to try and do something about the weight I have gained over the past few years. And in the interview of the week, you meet Dr. Jason Olafson. He is the CEO of Custom Health Centers. And he's a doctor of chiropractic. He has helped more than 10,000 people all across the world, really, lose weight and regain control over their eating habits. And the programs he espouses are not radical. They're not crazy. They're common sense. They involve good food. But specifically in this interview, he addresses the RV lifestyle and why you too, like me, may need to pay attention to his insights. So let's bring him on the program. Joining us right now from Custom Health Centers is Dr. Jason Olafson. And Dr. Jason, this is great to have you on, because got to have a serious talk with myself and with our followers here on YouTube and on the podcast about taking care of ourselves. So this lifestyle of RV travel can be pretty unhealthy. What can we do about taking better care of our health and all of us getting rid of those extra pounds that creep up?
Well, first of all, Mike, thank you so much for having me on with you guys. I know that you guys are growing, and this is a growing community, and I'm honored to be speaking to the RV lifestyle community. First and foremost, we've got an epidemic in our society, and this epidemic is something that most people don't really think about. You know, most Americans look like their peer group, right? And so you might see one or two outliers in terms of their weight, and we might think, oh, that person could lose a couple pounds. But statistics actually are saying that over 80% of Americans are now overweight. I actually found myself in this category. Actually, I was in the obese category a couple of years ago, about 5 or 6 years ago. I woke up one morning and I just decided it's time to step on the scale. I'd like to see what the number reads. And it read 292 pounds. I couldn't believe it. And so I decided to really start making some healthy lifestyle changes for myself. I ended up losing about 60 pounds and have been able to keep that off over the 6-year period of time. And the nice part is that I started helping the clients that came into my office, and we've got a custom weight loss program that's specific for each and every person that walks in the door. And it's been a lot of fun. We've helped over 10,000 people worldwide.
Wow, that's a lot of people. Let's talk about this RV lifestyle for a minute. You mentioned 80% of the public is obese or overweight. One of the problems about the RV lifestyle, of course, is people are on the road. They're experiencing new things. They're in vacation mode. They're tempted to overindulge, and then they're doing a lot of sitting, driving, hanging out at a campfire. What are some of the things that people can do to still enjoy this lifestyle, but to get a grip on this growing problem of obesity?
Well, I think you brought something up that's really important. I actually call sitting too much sitting disease. And so sitting disease has been coined by some medical research in the past, but we do a lot of education around that in my offices. I don't know if you know this, Mike, but inactivity is actually the fourth leading risk factor for global mortality. So like people sitting too much equals a risk factor for death. It really is something that we've got to watch out for. So the RV lifestyle, actually, I think it sounds amazing, but one of the biggest things that I can stress for the people in RVs around the country is, hey, it's time to get up every 20 or 30 minutes, take a walk. And if you're going to be on an extended drive for a while, a couple hours between gas stops, then make sure that while you're filling up, you're getting a good 20 or 30 minutes of exercise. And that could be as easy as a walk around the gas station and back into into the RV.
Now, when we're on the road, eating is always an issue. People tend to fill up on the bad stuff. What are some things that we can do about making sure the food we eat is good for us? Not only good tasting, but good for us. We always told more fruits and vegetables and lean meats and all that stuff. But is there an easier way here?
Oh, well, I think that preparation is always the answer. And so I know that for myself, we took a spring break trip this year as a family. I've got 5 little kids, and we went down to Destin, Florida from Michigan. And had the 6
You know where we are right now?
Hour drive ahead of us. And where are you at?
Destin, Florida.
Are you really? Oh, man.
Yeah, this is Destin. A condo here, down here. Yeah, that's right.
Destin is such a beautiful area. We actually asked ourselves, why don't we move to Destin? This is beautiful. So good choice. Well, on the road, we actually stocked up. So we went to Costco before we got on the road, and we had a cooler in between our seats in the van that we've got, and we loaded up with healthy alternatives to junk food on the road, because I know myself, I can easily get sidetracked while on a road trip. So it's easy to pull into a fast food restaurant. It's easy to pull into the gas station and grab a bag of chips or a bag of candy of some kind, and then just start munching away. But if you start thinking ahead and you start saying, okay, if I'm on the road, what things do I like to eat, and then what things will keep me, you know, from eating other things. So if chips are a big thing, I'm a big believer that a lower carb lifestyle is the lifestyle for that most of us need. Now, there's exceptions to that, but I'm a big believer in that. So I always grab a bag of what's called Wisps, and Costco's around the country carry them. And they are Parmesan cheese crisps. They taste like you're munching on chips, but they're made out of Parmesan cheese, and they're satisfying. So that's a good choice. I also stock up on lots of fruits and vegetables. We also stock up on a whole bunch of different waters and different stevia drops for the waters. And so when you're on the road, you can make healthy choices rather than you know, just the fast food choices that we normally would.
What about aging and weight? I've heard people say, oh, you know, I've dieted and I've fought this stuff all my life, but I'm at an age now where it doesn't make any difference. I'm never going to get it off. Are people ever too old to take control, eat healthy, and lose weight?
Actually, Mike, the science doesn't say that. What science says is that as people age, they typically become more sedentary. And so the RV lifestyle might lead to some of that excess weight gain. And so the people start to feel like I'm not as active as I used to be. I'm not in the gym as much as I used to be. So I don't carry as much muscle mass. Muscle mass is what really sort of sets our metabolism in motion. And so if you've got some muscle mass loss from being sedentary, and then you you're going to travel around the country as we age. My grandpa is an RV lifestyle fan, he's gained a couple pounds, and we've worked with him to get it off. Now he's 84 years old. I've had clients as old as 94 years old who have done my program, and that client actually ended up losing 42 pounds. So I don't believe that there's ever an age that is too old, but I do believe that it will take a little bit more effort the older you are and the more established into the habits that you've been leading in your life. So if you've got habits that are not conducive to weight loss or not conducive to a fitness regime, then it might be a little bit more difficult, but it's just about learning new habits.
One of the things that has interested me in your program is you help people all across the country, and technology plays a big role in that. Tell us how that works. I mean, if it's your company is custom health centers, so that implies to me that there's something individual about the programs you put. It's not just, you know, slash 800 calories a day off your diet and eat twigs and you lose weight, which I guess you would for a while. But how does it work?
I think we've all seen the eat twig diet work for the short term, but most people can't last on it more than a month or two. And so what we do is we take a look at the person as an individual. And so we gather a detailed health history, whether you're in our offices in Metro Detroit, or whether you fill out our detailed health history online, and then we review it in the office. If someone is in Metro Detroit, we start them on all the supplements that day. If someone's outside of Metro Detroit, we actually mail the correct supplements based on their health history to help them lose weight. And then we stand by you every step of the way. So if someone is outside of the Metro Detroit area, we actually use what's called Zoom calls online so that we're face to face with the person. And
that's what this is. This is a Zoom call. So yeah, that's
exactly.
Very simple to use. Yeah.
Yeah. So the people who are, you know, we just had a client finish up our program in England, and they ended up losing 46 pounds, and all of it was done via Zoom calls. And so it's been a really fun addition to our offices, because so many people are now taking advantage of the technology that's out there.
Now, I should point out that as this podcast airs and as this interview on YouTube airs, I will be one day into your program. I'm actually going to put this all to the test, because as all my followers know, I share everything about my life. So we're going to actually try it. And we are doing a ton of traveling and making personal appearances around the country. So, and you know, that's kind of what has motivated me, as I have looked at the videos I shoot and say, what happened to me? And so I'm very anxious to try your program. I've just heard great things about it. And I don't mean this to be a sales pitch for your program, but we are. I want everybody to know that I'm going on it, and we're gonna probably get you to come on a couple of times. So I do progress reports. I do a live thing every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and we'll use that part of that to update it. But when you talk about supplements, I've heard a lot of stuff back and forth on supplements. Some doctors mm-hmm. say you don't need it; you get it from the food you eat. Problem is, our food is different now, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, in the early 1900s, if you took a cup of spinach and measured the amount of iron in that cup of spinach, you'd have 50 times the amount of iron in that bowl of spinach or that cup of spinach versus a cup of spinach from today. And so the foods that we are eating are different. They're a lot of times genetically modified, and a lot of times the foods that we're eating are lower quality in terms of their nutrient status. And so one of the things that we do recognize at the Custom Health Centers is that many times we need extra vitamins, we need extra minerals to help us through our day. And then I really have liked the study of herbology. So we use herbs to help calm down nervous people or support different organs and glands and tissues in the body and speed up a person's weight loss journey or venture while on our program.
Now, how much typically, I know that depends on every person, but how much typically does somebody lose? And the big question is, we've all lost weight. I've probably lost tons of weight over my years. How do you keep it off? That's the next thing.
That is the thing. I just met with a woman who came into our office and she said, you know, Dr. Jason, I've lost over 2,000 pounds. And I looked at her, I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, it's the same 20 over and over and over and over again. So the big goal that I have as a doctor, as a weight loss practitioner, is that we want people to lose weight and then learn the tips, tricks, and strategies to keep the weight off. And so at the Custom Health Centers, there's nothing worse than meeting somebody 6 or 8 months later where they've gained the weight, they've fallen back into an old lifestyle pattern. And so at the Custom Health Centers, what we actually do is do some hand-holding, not only through our 60 or 90-day program, but also through the remainder of that year. We want to walk beside you through every anniversary and birthday party, every celebration, every big game or sporting event or holiday that comes up, so that you learn how to eat, move, and think like a thin person for the remainder of your life, and you can keep that weight off.
You know, you just said something, move, eat, and think like a thin person. My wife, who is a gym rat and does not suffer the same tendencies I do, will often say to me, look at the people that are coming out of that fast food restaurant. Look at them. And, you know, it's pretty effective. Thin people do eat differently, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So thin people tend to have a faster metabolism, but many times it's because they're making the correct choices over and over again. And so that's what we help people think about and really address in their lifestyle. And we see incredible transformations in very short periods of time. But the best part is when I talk to somebody who's done our program 2 years ago and they're saying, you know, I've got a totally different lifestyle now and I've kept all the weight off. That's where it really makes my heart go, yay.
Well, I'm going to share some of the tips that I learned from your program with our audience.
Perfect.
And we're going to try and pass along some things that they can all do to eat and be a little healthier, get control of what can be a vacation mode syndrome where we're all year long, we're on the road, we're on a vacation mode, but you can't live like that every day. So, Dr. Jason, I know you're a busy guy. I will be sharing a lot with this, but thanks. And I look forward to having you back on the program and a little less of me next time.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you in the offices, and I'm looking forward to seeing less of you. That's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks. Dr. Jason Olson, our guest on the podcast and YouTube.
And we have a video version of this, so you can check out the video version on the show notes for this episode. And also, for those of you who don't like to listen or watch, we have a full transcript, a word-for-word transcript of the interview of the week as well. And that's in the show notes, roadtrekking.com/208. So you're probably the one who does all the work on these things because you tend to be the meal preparer, but I'm going to try, huh?
Yeah. And you're going to have to stick with this boy if I'm going to be working this hard.
Okay. I will. And tune in Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. And before we get into answering your questions every week, we'll come clean, and Jennifer will be my witness how I did sticking with this program and what the results have been, and you can judge for yourself there. This is an
it
area.
It boils down to it's your choice. It's your body. It's what you put into you.
Yep. So we'll give it, we're giving it a try. And I really like Dr. Jason, and we got a chance to meet him in person. We did an interview. We recorded it last week when we were on the road and down in Florida, and we met him today in his office here, and here we go. We're going to give it a try. So tune in Sunday night. I'll let you know how it goes. And the interview of the week brought to you by SunshineStateRVs.com, where every new or used road trek or any other kind of motorhome they sell is delivered to the customer free anywhere in the country to listeners of this podcast. So if you call them up and you buy something from them, say, hey, you know, I listened to you on the podcast. They said you'd deliver it to me free. They will. Sunshine State RVs has a huge inventory and they specialize just in Class Bs and small camper van type RVs. They have, I am convinced, the largest inventory in all of North America of used Class Vs from all of the popular brands like Pleasure Way, Road Trek, Winnebago, Leisure Travel, and more. Honest, you will not find a wider selection of used Class Bs anywhere in North America. They also sell a complete line of new Class Bs, from the Road Trek line to the Coachman line to the Chinook line. Every RV they sell goes through a very thorough 172-point inspection. They make sure that all the mechanical and manual systems are in top condition. Matt and his technicians road test every RV. They make sure it runs and drives the way it should. They go over the interior components just as entirely as they do on the outside. And Nick and his sales team will get you the best deal possible. You need to call them up, check out their inventory online, and again, they'll deliver it. If you listen to this podcast and you buy, they'll deliver it to your driveway anywhere in North America. So check them out. It's SunshineStateRVs.com.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV Tech Tip of the Week.
All right, checking in now with our pal Andy Choi from Verizon Wireless.
Hi, Mike. Hope everyone had a great Labor Day weekend. You know, just a year ago, we saw historic natural disasters unfold across the country. Disaster preparedness remains top of mind in communities across the nation. And with September being National Preparedness Month, it's a great time for you and your families to stay prepared with tech. With the nation's largest and most reliable 4G LTE network, Verizon considers every month Preparedness Month. Most of Verizon's cell sites have battery backup and generators to ensure your phone continues to work even when local commercial power is lost. Our decades-long commitment to public safety, unparalleled redundancy, and backup systems provide emergency responders with service they can count on. And you too can take steps to stay connected during an emergency. First, store phones, tablets, batteries, chargers, and other equipment in a dry, accessible location. Ziploc storage bags will do the trick, or look into waterproof phone cases or other protective accessories. Try to keep those phones and tablets fully charged as well, just in case local power is lost, and have additional batteries and car chargers available for backup power. A nice variety, including solar-powered devices, make it easy to stay powered up. And use your phone or tablet to photograph and catalog your valuables and other household belongings for possible insurance claims. For additional tools and apps you can use to prepare your family, check out the website ready.gov and make sure you and your family remain well prepared in the event of an emergency. With this week's Traveling Technology Tip, I'm Andy Choi with Verizon.
And this part of the podcast is brought to you by Verizon, the nation's most reliable wireless network. They are the exclusive wireless provider for the RV podcast when we are on the road. And we have been so happy with them. Had them for 6 years, would not think of changing. They are ranked always among the very highest in leading network studies, multiple tests year after year that measure things like network quality performance in the U.S. and network satisfaction by users, always at the very top. You check them out, Verizon Wireless, the official sponsor of the RV podcast.
Time now for Off the Beaten Path, a unique RV podcast travel suggestion you probably won't find in a guidebook. Here's Mike.
And time to check in with our Off the Beaten Path correspondents, Tom and Patty Burkett, somewhere far off the beaten path.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. U.S. Route 22 is one of the original national highways proposed in 1926. Beginning in Cincinnati, it crosses Ohio, winds through the hills of Pittsburgh, then climbs over 1,000 feet into the Laurel Highlands of Pennsylvania. Beautiful in the fall color season, the highlands also have many farms and orchards where travelers can pick up something for a dinner or a snack. And if you happen to be in the tiny town of New Alexandria come evening, you can have some entertainment with your dinner.
Spiel's Tavern has been family-run for more than 50 years, and it's like a lot of bars you've been in. Wings and burgers on the menu, several beers on tap, and the regulars hanging around at the bar or at a table in the corner. What's different is on the walls. Dozens of guitars are hanging for your inspection, enough that locals call the place our own Hard Rock Cafe. There are no ordinary guitars, though. You won't find a Waylon Jennings autograph or a concert special played by Alanis Morissette.
These are cigar box guitars. Heralded in the blues community, these simple, often homemade instruments were the beginner instruments for two generations of impoverished rural musicians. Lightnin' Hopkins and many other Delta bluesmen of that generation played cigar box guitars throughout their careers. Jimi Hendrix, Paul McCartney, and Tom Waits can be heard playing the instrument on their recording, too.
Shane Spiel, of the Spiel's Tavern family, is known as the king of the cigar box guitar, hence the collection in the family bar. Starting with simple rudimentary one-string versions, played in the vaudeville era, and working up to modern instruments with six strings and onboard electronics, the collection is fascinating both for its visual appeal and the history it represents. Every Friday, the bar hosts a blues jam, and chances are good you'll get to hear a cigar box guitar played if you stop in.
Being musicians ourselves, we arrived on Thursday night thinking we might step up for the weekly open mic session, but arrived a bit too late. The music had ended and the bar was getting ready to close. "Come on in and let me buy you a beer at least," said Bill, the owner. So we shared a Yingling, looked at the guitars, and had a bit of a visit. The several locals still hanging around gave us a few recommendations for places to park overnight, and everyone encouraged us to come back. "It's guitar BQ in 2 weeks," they said, "all day blues and ribs."
Spiel's Tavern is a block off US 22. It has no signs, and nothing on the building would clue you in to the fact that it's anything more than a neighborhood bar. On the other hand, folks know about it for miles around and are proud to tell you about it. Without that question, you'd drive by it without a clue, as we've done many times. Lesson learned. Always take the time to ask. We'll look for you out here, maybe at an open mic night, somewhere off the beaten path.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
All right, it's going to get busy pretty quick, and let me start off with this weekend, September 6th through the 9th, 2018. It's the Real RV Show in Sacramento, California at the Cal Expo Center there. And then next weekend kicks off the major, that's the major event of the whole fall season. It's in Hershey, Pennsylvania. They call it America's largest RV show. It just might be that. It is huge. It's at the Giant Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Jennifer and I will be there. We'll be there the weekend of the 15th through the 16th. We'd love to meet you and say hi. But after that, almost every weekend across the country, a whole bunch of RV shows, and we'll tell you about them right here on the podcast week after week.
traveling and celebrating the RV lifestyle. This has been the RV Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for the next episode? Just click the send voicemail link on the RVpodcast.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there, somewhere off the beaten path.
All right, so ends another episode number 208 of the podcast. 208 weeks, we've never missed a week. Keeping our fingers crossed and knocking on wood that we can keep that going for you. Thank you so much for listening, and would you be a part of this program too? We would love to have your voice on the program. All you have to do is leave us a voicemail message. Go to the roadtrucking.com website. On the right-hand side, there's a leave voicemail. You can ask a question, you can offer a comment, a suggestion, or just say hi. We love to hear from you. So please do that. Also, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite app, your favorite podcast app, or iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. We're on all of them. New episodes of the podcast are released every Wednesday morning. And we invite you to be a part of our mailing list. We send out a special mailing newsletter to about almost 30,000 people now every Monday morning, with many of them get very special notices during the week of RV equipment or supplies or deals that they need to know about. If you're a member of our newsletter community, you get first notice on all that stuff. You can subscribe to that also from the roadtrucking.com blog. Hey, thank you guys so much for being with us. New videos 4 times a week on our RV Lifestyle channel, and we invite you to check in tomorrow on Thursday. The video will be on our favorite national parks of the West, the video at the RV Lifestyle channel on YouTube. On behalf of my wife, Jennifer, our dog, Bo, I'm Mike Wendland. We'll see you out there. Happy trails, everybody.